Hello.
Hi, Margaret. This is Sheldon Benjamin again.
Oh, hey, hang on. Sorry.
No
So
problem.
did you get the picture that I sent you of the
Yes, I did
screenshots?
get pictured. I did get the picture. Actually, I looked it up in the file that I have on my end. And as I said before, it is corrected. So I did send you a text back saying that I'm going to get to the bottom of this and find out what exactly is going on. There's a possibility that in the file sent to printing, they used an old file that was sent before, or there's a possibility that Lisa might have sent an older file. So that's what I'm trying to get to the bottom of right now.
No, an older file couldn't have been sent because I had changed the wording. If you look at the older file and look at the same spot, you'll see the wording was actually changed. So this was the new version.
But thing is, have you checked Teamwork recently? I'm looking at the latest file Lisa sent you.
Let's see, I think the date on my end on the file is the 27th.
Wait, let me confirm. Give me a second and let me open Teamwork again and let me check. Okay, give me one second. Challenge recording and just okay. Let's see. Margaret Ellis. Is this Margaret Ellis or Elias?
It's Ellis,
Ellis.
Ellis.
Yeah. I'm trying to understand the last name sometimes. Okay. So 28 October is when Lisa first sent you a file, right? And to that, which you responded, two corrections and neither is correct. The ISBN indeed is wrong in this file because it's not inserted. But on page 15, I see that there is like it's correct.
Okay.
So where did it go again? It led to. I felt led by the Holy Spirit to renew my medical school study. So
Yes.
aside from the ISBN, which I'm actually getting from the publishing team, I'll attach it to the file. Aside from that, do you have any corrections, or should I run another proofread from my end and see if there's any problems?
Okay, so I'm going to answer that in a minute. The last file that I have from Lisa and what I sent you the screenshot from is the 27th. So if she has sent me one from the 28th, I have not yet downloaded it. So it could be, you know, I had sent her a text message that was still wrong. I may have also put it on the portal, I don't know. But it could have been that since that time, she actually went into the file and corrected it, but I do not have that file.
Okay, how about this? How about I get the file corrected today? I'll make sure that since the Holy Spirit is already corrected on my end, I'll get the ISBN added and I'll send it to you. Okay?
Okay.
Aside from that, I feel. Let me actually confirm. Because I feel like most of the mistakes are cleared out. I'll do a general proofread from my end and see if there's any problems. Okay?
Who's going to be doing that proofreading? Because I don't think anybody's been doing proofing on this
That's
except
my
me.
point. That's my point. I'm going to personally check in on this and see what's going on, as I said, because most of the people working under me, I do keep tabs on them, but I don't like deep dive or micromanage stuff because I believe my team is good enough. But if there are problems that you state going on, I'm definitely going to look into each and every aspect and see what's going on. Okay?
So, you know, I originally signed on with you all through a man by the name of Daniel. I think his last name was Garcia.
Yes.
And I don't know if he no longer works for you all, but he's the one that made the deal with me. And so up until a couple of months ago, he was texting me and how is everything, et cetera. But lately, he just simply doesn't respond to my phone calls or to my text messages.
Yeah, Daniel actually stopped working with us and has moved on to a different company.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Probably
well,
that's
not,
why.
Yeah, he's not been responding to me. So, you know, he told me that when I signed up that the deal was that I was going to pay $1,000, I was going to get an original cover, I was going to get all of this editing, and I was going to get all this proofreading.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so the way that that was to be paid was I was to pay $750 up front, and upon completion, the additional $250. So I don't know. It was probably around it was sometime in May or June that Lisa was talking to me about the cover, and I said, well, you all are supposed to give me an original cover. Oh, no, that couldn't possibly be. And I said, check the document, what Daniel gave me. And
mm-hmm.
she was not happy. She said, I'm just not making any money on this deal at all, was what she said to me. So based on that, and then, I don't know, maybe it was July, you can verify all of this in your notes,
mm-hmm.
but it was probably in July that in a show of good faith, I gave the additional $250, even though
mm-hmm.
everything had not been completed. I was actually hoping to have it, Glenn and I had a couple of venues to do in August, and I was hoping to have the book then to sell it, which of course I didn't. But anyway, that didn't make any difference that I had, you know, been so gracious as to give that $250,
mm-hmm.
It didn't speed up anything. And I think that those words, I'm not making any money on this deal, you know, that's really not my fault.
I do understand that it isn't your fault.
You know, Daniel simply gave me that arrangement, and I accepted it, and I lived up to the terms of it. But based on those words, I don't think anybody has edited this book nor proofread it except me.
Hmm.
Now, I'm serious when I say that, Sheldon, I am telling you that is my belief. So when they first started, you know, working on this book, all, you know, I had done a lot of, you can look at the book and you can see what I'm talking about, but inside of the book there are all kinds of scriptures that I cut and paste basically on the computer. And
uh-huh.
so they went into those scriptures and they began changing them, you know, making some of the fonts italics and some of it just regular printing, and, you know, it was just a mess. And they introduced errors into the scriptures. So I had to go back through, and we decided that we would just leave the scriptures alone, just cut and paste, and that would be it. I had to go back through. I even found errors in the scriptures. I mean, this whole thing has been a comedy of errors. And then Lisa keeps wanting me to buy something else, you know, buy a trailer or let us do my husband's book or blah, blah, blah. I'm definitely not inclined in that direction.
I do understand.
And I'm
okay.
Sorry if I sound over the top, Sheldon, because
I am. It's okay. It's completely okay. I do understand that you've gone through a lot, which is why I'm here. Okay.
Well, and I so much appreciate that, because at one point, I got onto y'all's website, and there was a chat. And there was a, I think he's called a senior consultant. I'm not really sure. Again, it could probably be looked up. But anyway, I chat because I wasn't getting my book. And so he decided, well, what if we gave you a brochure, blah, blah, blah. Well, so Lisa did send me the file for the brochure. I never had it printed. I live in an area where I just can't go easily down the road and print something. So I never actually got that printed. But he was very well aware at that point that there were problems. Well, then Lisa was exceedingly upset with me. You know, why on earth did I do that? And, I mean, I have a whole bunch of texts on my phone about that, you know, and I told her, I said, I couldn't get hold of you. You weren't on the portal. And she said, well, I was sick, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, I'm very sorry that she was sick. I wouldn't wish anybody anything like that, but I wanted my book. And there should have been some, if Lisa was sick, there should have been somebody covering for her.
No, well, let me break that down for you, okay? that I would say, in that sense, I would say it wasn't really as per her fault. Because the thing is, normally what happens, if we already have a project manager working on a specific, you know, with this, working with a specific client, if that client goes to the front, which was the chat that you had.
Yes.
And they get a different service. That reflects really bad on the project manager, regardless of the situation. Now, I do remember that case scenario. I do remember that case scenario very clearly, because I am basically, there are two general managers. I'm one of them. Okay, half of the people work with me. Half of are come under the other general manager. But I do remember that case very clearly, since Lisa works under me. Now.
So I understand
your perspective as well. I understand your perspective. I understand your reasoning behind it.
Well, at that point, I couldn't get hold of Lisa. I couldn't get hold of Daniel. I did not know what to do.
It's completely fine. It's completely fine. Next time, if you have any problems, if both of them are not available, I am usually available. Okay?
And I'm hoping that our relationship is going to be very short, because I'm hoping that
I have had a very clean track record from, it's been, 7 years, and I haven't had an unsatisfied customer. That's why I'm 26 and I'm a general manager, as you can see.
Right.
So developing from there, I believe I will get this done very shortly. We'll have a... But I do believe also, if you feel like it, once we're done with this, if you feel like moving on with me, we'll keep in touch. Otherwise, if you feel like going somewhere else, that is also completely clear. Because at the end of the day, I understand you've had a bad experience, and if you don't want to continue with us, that's just part of it. It's fine.
Well, my husband and I both expect to, you know, he's already got a couple of books underway, and I expect to be writing more. So, you know, the truth of the matter is we need a personal relationship with some publisher that's going to take an interest in what we're doing. But to have to wait 7 months for a 180-page book, it is completely unacceptable, especially a book that is as simple as this one.
Well, how about this? Let me work on this, okay? Let me do all of this personally, okay?
Okay.
And I'll show you the difference, because if all of this has happened, I do understand this has been a tough journey for you with us so far. And that's the least of your worries for now, because you want to get this done. A few things I'm noticing throughout the entire draft that I'm looking at right now, okay? And I want to run this by you real quick, because I've worked in pretty much everywhere, from marketing to proofreading, and I've done all of this before, okay? So I have a very good idea, which is why I'm skimming through the entire document right now. I want to understand this. A few words that I want to understand, and I know if they're correct. One is carrot, that says cut off, K-A-R-E-T.
Yes.
Is that K-A-R-E-T or is that something else that's spelled differently?
No, that is K-A-R-E-T.
Okay, I'm going to ignore all of this. And I assume this is Diremelition, Melateria.
Yes.
Melateria, yeah. Okay, I'm going to ignore all of that as well, because I'm sitting here, I'm just going through a general. Now, in one of the scriptures, in a few of the scriptures, I see there's a slight spacing difference. Do I correct that spacing, or do I not correct that spacing? Because I want to get an idea of the things I can and can't do, so I'll guide the editor in very specific directions, that this is what they can do, this is what they can't do. So I see, like, in some cases in a scripture, that there should be a space between the comma and the quotation. So should I add a space, or would that disrupt the scripture?
Well, as far as I know, it would not. Like I say, those should just basically be copy and pasted. And there were many times, this has been a couple of months ago because I've been proofreading this so many times, it's ridiculous. But there were many problems with spacing like that, not just within the scriptures, but within the general document that I wrote. So I understand exactly what you're talking about.
Okay. And there's something called Greek root zeros?
Yes.
Okay, that is zeros?
Yes, X-E-R-O-S.
Okay. X-E-R-O-S. So, and I think this is part of the scripture. I'm not going to touch that. And any mistakes I see, any verbal mistake that I see in the scriptures, I'm not going to change that because I don't want to touch the scriptures. I understand they're supposed to be how they're supposed to be.
Yes.
Aside from spacing, I'm not going to touch them, okay?
They are all of them except one, I think. I think I quoted one out of the Amplified version. I'm not sure about that, but I'm going to say 99.9% of those scriptures are all New King James Version.
Yeah, NKJV, I see that. Do you have the book in your hand right now?
No, I gave my one copy to a friend who wanted to read it, even though it had a couple of errors in it.
Okay, can you do me just, can you reschedule one call for tomorrow, if that's okay with you, please? I am extremely packed for today. Is it possible, can I give you a call tomorrow, and we'll sit on the book, give me just 30 minutes of your time, we'll sit on the book, and I'll guide you through, I'll piece together everything that I need to know, and within
okay.
a week, I'll give you a final, complete file, which I guarantee you that will satisfy you.
Okay, that would be fine. What time do you want to call me tomorrow?
So I work between 12 to 9.
Is that Central Time? Eastern Time?
I work Eastern. I can't get up in the morning. I am being very honest with you. I cannot get up in the morning. I'm not a morning person. I just can't.
I'm on Central Time. So I think that means that when it's 10 o'clock your time, it's 9 o'clock my time. Is that correct?
Yep. So can I call you tomorrow at, that would be 12 o'clock your time. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to call you at noon, okay, and we will sort this out completely, okay?
Oh, Sheldon, I can't tell you how relieved I am. I feel like somebody's in charge.
You don't have to worry about it going further, Margaret. Everything will be cleared out, and you'll see a very... I'll change your view about Gnomebook, trust me. We're professional, and we'll get it done, okay?
Thank you so much.
No problem, Margaret, no problem. Take care of yourself, and I want you to relax.
I look forward to talking to you tomorrow.
Me too. For now, be stress-free, have some coffee, tea, enjoy a biscuit or something, okay?
Okay,
chill out.
Thank you.
Chill out. I'm here, and I'll get it done, okay?
Thank you so much.
Take care, Margaret, and I'll see you tomorrow at 1.
All righty. Thank you so much.
Perfect. No problem. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.